Okay, we're moving on. We're three lines up from the wide lines, actually four lines up. Amar Rav Chisda, says Rav Chisda, Znusa, illicit relations, right, Bebesa, in someone's house, Ki Karya is like a worm, Lashum Shema, two sesame seeds. Meaning, it destroys it. Some people said from the inside out. Yeah. So meaning it's synonymous. That if there's someone having znus from the household, we're going to say it's with a woman. Basically, if the woman's having znus in the household, yeah, it's going to be destructive to the household because she's basically not going to do her job.
But basically, means in her house.
Means in the wife's house.
In her house.
Yeah.
The husband's house.
Right. Karya means worm or tlas. Lashum shema means sesame. Those sesame bugs are terrible. But Amarav Chista. So basically, it's okay. Labriot. But Amar. There's tissues here if you need. But Amarav Chista says Rav Chista. Tukfa. Tukfa means cast. Anger, Babesa in the house, is also, it's destructive to the house, like Ki Karya Lashum Shema, like this worm is to this sesame. So qualifies the Gemara, Idi V'idi B'Isasa. Both of these aforementioned statements of Rav Chisda are talking about the woman. Aval B'Gavra, but if the guy does it, if he's an unfaithful guy and angry, yeah, Lace Lamba. It's not going to destroy the house. It's just going to maybe destroy someone else's house. Okay, fine. V'omer Rav Chisda says Rav Chisda. Another third statement of Rav Chisda. But Tehillah.
Why are we in this?
Well, it could be because of this. You'll see this pasuk. We're going to use this pasuk. It's a famous pasuk. Yeah, and it could be just we're talking about znus. We're talking about unfaithful women, maybe. But Amar Rav Chisda, but Tachila, in the olden days, Kod Meshechotu Yisrael, before Klal Yisrael sinned, especially we're talking about the sin of Arias over here, of illicit relations. Shechotu Yisrael, Haisa Shechina, the divine presence was sure resided in Kol Echad V'Echad, with every person in his house. Yeah, Shinema, we're going to prove for this. Ki Hashem Elokecha, Ki Hashem your God, Mishalech is walking Bekerev in the midst of Machanecha, of your camp. Now, but Kivon Shechotu, sinners they sinned, in a veiros nistalka, it basically left the shechina. Yeah, mehem shenema. So this is the continuation of the pasuk. It says, "Velo." This is a famous pasuk. Velo yira b'cha ervas dava. You shouldn't be seen amongst you ervas dava and erva. Yeah, v'shav me'acharecha, and he will turn away from behind you. He will turn away from you, basically. So basically, if there's erva, Hashem will, because we're going, we'll turn away from you and leave you. Okay. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeini, Amar Rav Yonason.
That could be even before we send or whether we send.
No, but it's connected. So in the pasuk it mentions that Hashem resides on Klal Yisrael with everybody. Yeah. But it says, continuing in that pasuk, but if you have erva, you should know that Hashem will leave you. So if you see the whole pasuk together, then it's right. Okay, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeini, Arab Yonason, Kol Oisa Mitzvah Achas, Ba'olam Hazeh. Anyone who does a mitzvah, Ba'olam Hazeh, in this world, Mekabdem Masoi, it proceeds him, it goes before him, Ba'olechos Lefonov, La'olam Haba. When it goes before him, La'olam Haba, Shinema, bring a proof to that, Helech Lefonecho Tzidkecho. Right, it will go before you, Tzidkecha, your merit, I suppose in context, your mitzvah. Your mitzvah is going to go in front of you. However, in contrast, but anyone who does an aveira achas, in this world, it's going to it binds him.
Wraps around him.
Wraps around him, yes. Vohileches lefonov. Envelops. Yeah, yeah. Right, right. Well, it's more, yeah, but more, you'll see for the, it wraps around him. It's a bit better in this context. Vohileches lefonov, and it goes before him, liyom adin, to the day of din. Shneama. Yulafasu orchois darkom. So basically, this, right, it'll bind him, the paths of their ways, I suppose, of the evil people. Ya'alu, they will go, besoyu, into the void, which I think is one of the names for hell. I didn't get a chance to check it up, but there's lots of different names for hell. Tohu could be one of them. The Yovedu, and they're going to be destroyed. So the Marsha, there's a very nice, it's quite a straightforward Marsha on this, that he says basically like this. He says, if a person does mitzvahs, so he's very happy to where they're leading them, let's say in the next world, whatever, you know, so therefore the mitzvah goes before him, and he's like, okay, you lead the way, and just chasing after him, because he's going to a good place. But if a person does an Avera, right, then he doesn't want to go there. So he's got to be bound, dragged, wrapped around him, and they're schlepping him. Rabbi Elazar says, it's Kashura boy Kikalev. It's a sin is tied up to him like a dog. Shinema, Veloch, this is talking about Yosef with Ashes Potiphar. Veloshoma Aleha, he didn't listen to her, Lishkovetzla, to sleep with her, and Lihios Ima, and to be with her. So the Lios Imar is kind of extra, right? He didn't want to, right, sleep with her, and he didn't want to be with her. So Lishkov, so we're darshing it now. So Lishkov Etzla, when it means over here, is Ba'olam Hazeh, is in this world, right? And Lios Imar, and to be with her, yeah, it means Le'olam Haba.
What's it
going
to do with the dog? I mean, understand the
person. Yes. I also was struggling with the dog part.
I mean, the dog will follow you in this world.
Yes.
Tell about the next world. Well, it's Kishur, yeah. It's Kishur, like a dog is Kishur.
Yeah. Kishur, yeah. It's hard to get rid of them. We had this problem with Shemesh once, right? So long, right, Tanan Hossam, right? We've got a Mishnah over there. So this is the Mishnah in Dav Lamed Aleph, yeah, and we're going according to Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. It's in Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, and we're gonna contrast Stira and Tuma. Tanan Hossam, Shehaya Bedin. It would make sense logically if it won't be for the pasuk, yeah. Omar Edus Harishoina. Edus Rishona means over here, which is kind of confusing, means stira. The Gemara is going to say this on the right later on. So stira, she'ein osarta issa oilam. He doesn't prohibit her with an issa oilam, right? Because she can drink the waters and she will become permissible. So she is also to her husband, but she can get out of it. Yeah. Eina miskayemes, it can't be established. B'pocho is Mishnayim with less than two people. Okay, so we know. So let's go into according to Rabbi Yeshua, the pastira you also need to.
What does Shaya Bedin mean?
Shaya Bedin means it would be logical. Okay, Eidos Achrona. The last Eidos, right, which is the tumor, Shosarta Issa Oilam, that prohibits her in forever to her husband. Eino din, isn't it a din? Sometimes Eino din, some people translate as is a kal v'choymer, right? You can learn it from a kal v'choymer. Eino din, it's a kal v'choymer shelo tiskayim b'pachos mishnayim. All the more so you should need two for tumor, right? If you need two for stira, that only prohibits her as much as there's no drinking, so tumor should sure need two. Tamalom, but we know it's a posuk. It says, yeah, the aid ain't ba, right? And there is no aids in her. We know aid means testimony, so it means there's not two, yeah? Kol sheyesh ba, any aidus, yeah? Now, the kal v'choymer, Kol sheyeshma means whatever you've got, meaning even one. It's a bit different from where we said it before. Yeah, it's a bit strange, yeah? Kol sheyeshma means even one. But kal v'choyma, now we're going to flip it now. Right, we've just told us that the edus of Tuma is one. Right, so now we're going to try and flip it and say, well, if Tuma's one, then also Stira should be one. Yeah, v'kal v'choyma le'edus rishona mi'ata. From now, Uma Edus Achroina, Shoisata Issa Olam, it prohibits her forever. Miskayemes be'ed echad, it's sufficient to establish it with one aid. So, all the more so, Edus, or who it did, Edus Rishoina, the Edus Rishoina, which is the Stira, She'ain Osarta Issa Olam, it doesn't prohibit an Issa Olam. Eino Din, isn't it? Shouldn't it be the logical? Shediskayim. But eid echad, it should also be sufficient with one aid. Tama loima. So now this is what is interesting over here, because we already know why is it that Stira has one aid, right? It has needs two aid him, according to Rabbi Yeshua, because it says the aid ain't ba. So now we're going to bring a different source, and then we're going to have a problem with this, yeah? But anyway, the source is for that Stira needs two is Tama loima, which we've also seen this as well. Ki motza ba erevas dava. He found in her, right, erva, yeah? Olaholon hu oimeh, and later on in the Torah it says, al pishnaim edim, through two witnesses, or al pishlosha edim, or through three witnesses, yokum dovar. This is the word dovar again, right? So it's the dovar, right? Ma dovar ha'amor lahalon, with the dovar that was said over there, which we said is two, or at least two, yeah? Alpishnaim Adim, it needs to be two Adim. Afkan Alpishnaim. So two over here, Rajal Shnaim. That's the end of the Mishnah. And now the Gemara interjects straight away, since this does not make sense according to what we've learned. Hai mich v'chi matzah bar eves dava. Right, this is a quote. We're learning from that the Stira needs two from ki matzah bar eves dava. Nafka, we learn it from. Mi bar nafka, we learn it from bar. Right, what was that with the drasha we said before? It says bar velo bekinui, bar velo besira. So that's what it should have said. This Mishnah should have said otherwise. So you know what the Gemara says? You know, achanami. It's true. This Mishnah is a chsuri mechsura. Right. Well, basically there was a bit missing from the Mishnah. Yeah, and there's actually so right. So right, Talmaloma. So what we do is we actually say in the bit where we just got to, we don't bring the proof of Dava Dava, and we say Talmaloma to prove that Stira needs two, yeah, is Bar, right, Bar Velo Bikinui, Bar Velo Bistira. Right, so that was the missing bit of the Mishnah later on. Oh, and what was the latter part of the Mishnah? The Tumah Ba'alma, but an ordinary Tumah. What's an ordinary Tumah mean? Means below kinui, that you didn't have kinui, ubelo stira, and you didn't have stira, right? Meaning basically someone just saw a perfectly woman that you would think would be, she's a good faithful woman, and then suddenly just sees that she's mizmizana with this man, right? But there's no kinui, there was no stira or anything, he just happened to witness the basically two people, there was nus. Right, and then he actually saw the relations. Yeah, how do we know Delo Mehemon? He's not believed. Aid Echad Minolon. How do we know that Aid Echad is not believed? Let's say one person saw these two people having relations. He comes and tells the husband. How do we know that we ignore? In this case, seeing as there wasn't a kinui and a stira beforehand, we ignore them. Nemokan, because it says over here. Ki motzabar ervas davar. He found ervas davar. Right? It says basically, right, it's ervas davar. But nema laholon, al pishne edim, or al pishlosha edim, yokum davar. Ma davar amol laholon, edim shnayim. Just as with over there, it's with regards to mamonois, we say that you need two people. So afkan shnayim. So too, here is shnayim. So that was basically, we were just for a new din we've learned, right? That we said that Eidi Tuma is only one, right? That's when it's preceded by Kinui Vistira. And we said the reason is because it's Raglaim Ladava. It's already looking, we can see where this is going. But an isolated event of just, someone happened to see this woman sleep with somebody else, yeah? then over there, since there's no reglaim ladava, we just follow the normal rules that you need two edim. What is that?
Well, she's going to be allowed. If you know for sure that she was mezana, why is that the same question as
before? We don't believe him. No, because it's not. We can't believe him. It's a lie. He's lying. The rule is that we don't believe one person. We don't believe him. Okay.